listener production.
Hey there, I'm Amy Goggins. We start with some breaking news, and David Littleproud is said to put his hand up for the Nationals' leadership. The Queensland MP says he has advised Barnaby Joyce of his decision to nominate. The party will make a call at a meeting on Monday. While a week into the top job, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he wants to keep it real. He's been snapped with a racket in hand, having a hit out at his local tennis court in Sydney today. Albo says playing the sport is good for his mental health.
You can't think about other things like what's going on in the world or climate change or the decision-making processes that you've got to do. So I find for my mental health, it's a pretty useful use of my time.
Also making news today, an Australian humanitarian has died after heading to Ukraine to help in the fight against Russia. DFAT says it's providing consular assistance to the family of the 48-year-old man. Donald Trump has addressed the US's powerful gun lobby, where he's claimed the recent mass shooting in Texas is a reason to arm, not disarm. And Novak Djokovic says he doesn't hold any grudges and is still keen to come back down under and play in next year's Australian Open. He was booted out of the country earlier this year because of his vax status. Novak says he's not sure if his visa will be reinstated following the change in government, but he would love to be back. Starting in the AFL in Brisbane, too good for the Giants this afternoon, 110-96, while the Cats have smashed Adelaide. And Melbourne City and Western United will go head-to-head in the A-League Grand Final tonight at Amy Park. United coach John Aloisi telling Triple M it would be special to claim their first title.
The preparation's been good. The boys have trained well, and you haven't seen too many nerves. We'll be ready. The boys are excited about it.
Listener.